For years now, the Institute for Social Policy and Understanding has been issuing an invaluable American Muslim poll, essential to understanding both what this important population brings to our nation and the toll that some of the outrageous policies of this administration have taken on that population. Release of the poll findings is an eagerly awaited annual event, and this year is no exception. With some highlights from the 2020 American Muslim poll amid pandemic and protest, I'm happy to welcome Daya Mogahed, ISPU Director of Research, back to State of Belief Radio. She's also a friend. Daya, thanks for being with us again.
Thank you for having me.
This is the fifth annual poll, which means it's increasingly possible to track trends. What stands out for you as you look back across these 5 years of in-depth research?
Well, thank you, Welton. You're right. We've been tracking Muslim opinion over the past 5 years, as well as the views of Americans of other faith backgrounds. And one of the things that really stands out is the uptick in Muslim voter registration. So we started out in 2016 with 60% of American Muslims who are eligible to vote registered to vote. And this year, in 2020, that number has climbed to 78%. And so that's quite a significant increase, almost 20% of people who have been who have registered to vote.
The nation has changed so much. So I wonder, have the residents changed accordingly, or is what you're seeing more along the lines of patience and adaptation?
I think what has changed is that people have become more engaged and more aware of the importance of voting. There's also been a concerted effort on the part of Muslim civil society to get people to vote, and this is really the fruit of their labor.
Let's look at some of the findings from the 2020 poll. Muslim approval of Trump has doubled. Talk about that, if you would.
Yes. One of the things that we have seen change since 2019 is Muslim approval of the president's job performance. It went up from 16% in 2019 to 30% in 2020. And as we try to understand that better, we looked at a couple things. First, the timing of the poll. In 2020, our fielding period was right at the beginning of the coronavirus lockdown. And a lot of times when there's a national crisis, folks will rally around the flag and support the leader. And so that might be one explanation. Another thing, though, to note is that approval of Trump, while it has increased across the board in the Muslim community, it isn't equal across the board. Among white Muslims, approval of the president is at 50%, and that's on par with whites in the general public. So whereas non-white Muslims, the approval is between 20 and 25%, which is more similar to non-whites in the general public, whether they're Latino or Black Americans. So there's also diversity and difference of opinion within the Muslim community itself regarding the president.
I noticed there's a lot of support for Bernie Sanders here. How much of that is a function of the relatively young average age of American Muslims?
So that's a really good point. You're absolutely right. Muslims are the youngest community in America, the youngest faith community in America. The average age of the Muslim community is a full 20 years younger than the national average. And you're right. Young people are more likely to support Bernie Sanders. And in fact, he enjoyed during the primaries, the highest percentage of people who supported Bernie Sanders was in the Muslim community, 27% of the community as a whole, higher than any other faith community, including even Jewish Americans, supported Bernie Sanders during the primary. And you're absolutely right. I think being just the number of youths, the percentage of young people in the community helps explain that.
What are we to make of more American Muslims tending to approve of the direction the country is taking than other Americans do?
Yeah, that was a bit of a puzzle as well for us to see. You're right. More Muslims approve of the direction of the country. It's about a third, so it's not everybody or even the majority, but it is higher than the general public. It's interesting that tends to be the case a lot of the time, where Muslims have a more positive outlook on the direction of the country than what we'd expect. I think, you know, again, with the timing of the poll, it may have also been the rallying around the flag concept of wanting to believe that the president is doing his best, you know, mm-hmm. to get us out of this pandemic at the time that we did the poll, which was right at the beginning.
Dahlia, when you look at the geographic distribution of likely Muslim voters, how prominent are swing state populations?
Well, that's therein is the really important piece. Though Muslims are a small percentage of the overall population, they do make up a significant minority in swing states like Virginia or Ohio or Michigan, Pennsylvania, Florida, another one. So we can't simply ignore their preferences or votes because they tend to be very important because of where they reside. The other thing that I think is important to note is that there's a lot more to, you know, civic engagement than just voting. There's volunteering for campaigns or going to town hall meetings, contributing to a campaign financially. And on those measures, American Muslims are either on par or exceed, are surpass the general public in their involvement in these kinds of things. So they, their political influence is growing, not just because of the percentage of registration to vote, but also because people are getting involved in more substantial ways in their democracy.
The poll, as always, gets in depth about Islamophobia.
Right.
I'd love for you to highlight the findings that you consider to be the most noteworthy in this section.
Sure. So there are, I'd say, three things that I think your listeners should walk away with when it comes to Islamophobia. One is that it's held steady. It hasn't increased among the general public since 2019. However, it has changed among Jewish Americans, and in fact, in the right direction, in that it has gone down. Jewish Americans are steadily less and less likely to endorse anti-Muslim tropes year after year. This year, they're on par with Muslims themselves and their likelihood to endorse stereotypical views of Muslims. So that's been an interesting highlight in our polling. And then the third thing that I think is really important is we looked at factors that predict Islamophobic views. And one thing that really struck me was what we didn't find. So while partisanship was a factor, religiosity was not, and neither was religious identity. So all else being equal, how religious someone is does not predict being more Islamophobic or less Islamophobic. It's simply a neutral factor. And so I think it maybe dispels some assumptions about where Islamophobia comes from, that it's really much more the product of political rhetoric than religious beliefs.
That's very interesting, I think. I notice you return often to the distinction between Muslim religious beliefs versus identity. What's the significance of what you see there?
Well, Muslim identity is just how strongly do Muslims identify with their faith and their faith community. Their religious beliefs, of course, are the normative beliefs of Islam, which are interpreted in different ways and different people, just as with any religion, emphasize different things. What we find is that Muslims agree, you know, in very high percentages, over 80%, that religion, their faith is a source of happiness for them, a source of hope. It's something that's important in their lives and something that they identify with strongly. At the same time, there's a great deal of diversity as to how people view even things that might seem, political issues that might seem religiously oriented. So though the vast majority of Muslims say that religion is an important part of their daily life, they're split in half as to whether they want their political leaders to build coalitions with pro-life groups. And that was maybe a surprise for some people that there would be such a even split on something like that. And I was also surprised at how much there was an even split or even, that there was a split in all the faith groups on these questions. We assume that faith groups are homogeneous or that they agree on some of these things, and that's not the case. So I think to sum up, identity, Muslim identity is strong among Muslims overall, but how people interpret and understand what their faith means and how political decisions, correlate with that faith really differs.
Yeah. Dalia, you get all of this good information for us and the polling done that feeds that. Because you work at research for the Institute for Social Policy and Understanding, I'm curious to know when the organization itself looks at these figures, what do they think this says about what the organization needs to be doing this coming year?
Oh, great question. As we look at this research, it underscores the need to continue to do research and interviews on many of the topics and outcomes of this poll. So, for example, previous polls have shown that there's a diversity of views regarding Islamophobia within the general public, we've never really explored how Black Christians see Muslims and Islam. And that's a research topic that we've taken up and are working on right now. And that came directly out of research from the poll. We've also found, numbers that show that there is a problem with bullying of American Muslim children. And so because of that outcome, because of that result, we're doing further research on bullying. So this is like our flagship report every year that really identifies where there are where there are challenges and where we need to dig deeper.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that we have missed that you want to point out for us? Would be welcome for you to do that.
On the topic of Islamophobia and discrimination, one thing we found is that the percentage of Muslims who report or say that they have experienced religious discrimination has held steady over the past 5 years. It's always around 60% have had some experience with religious discrimination. This year, we found that Jewish Americans were similar to Muslims in how often they had experienced bigotry because of their religion. Now, those numbers are similar. What makes Muslims different, though, from other groups that have experienced religious discrimination is where they experience it. And Muslims are much more likely than anyone else to experience it in institutional settings, not just in an interpersonal interaction. So when dealing with law enforcement, for example, when applying for a job or how they get treated at the airport. So that was an interesting finding, I think, to highlight that religious discrimination as experienced by Muslims is both interpersonal but also institutional.
Mm. Dalia Moghahed is the tireless director of research for the Institute for Social Policy and Understanding, which has just released its comprehensive 2020 American Muslim poll amid pandemic and protest. The poll is available at the organization's website, ispu.org. Dalia, thank you for being with us today on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you for having me.